Welcome to the Shir and Sefer Charedim. We are continuing in the introduction to the mitzvahs, part 6, Vav Chumras Mitzvahs Asay, the stringency of positive commandments. Sod Nela Mirov Anshe Zamanenu. There is a great secret that is hidden from the majority people of our time. He's talking about his time, which is the 16th century. Yadua, it's known, Kitaryag mitzvahs, the 613 mitzvahs, hein remacha say, ushasa losa se. There's 248 positive commandments, and 365 negative commandments. Behold, mitzvahs losa se, ansha mefurish. And all the negative commandments, their punishment is explicit. Mehen bechares, mehen misa bidei shamayim, mehen bearba misas beizden, vichen shar ha'anashim. Some of them are punishable by kares, by being cut off. Some of them are punishable by death from heaven. Some are punishable by the four different deaths of the beizden of the court. And then there are other punishments also, such as flogging and others. Amnam b'mitzvos asay ansham lo nisparish b'Torah. We see that by positive commandments, the Torah does not specify the punishment that a person would get for not fulfilling a positive commandment. V'zeh hadavar niflo, and that's a very wondrous thing. Adon echad amran, one master said them, lama ye'anei shal lo saseh v'lo ye'anei shal asay. Why would he punish people on negative commandments, but not punish people on positive commandments? V'halo avar al gezeirasu v'tzivuyu bazeh kimo bazeh. Doesn't one transgress his commandment just like if he doesn't fulfill a positive commandment in the same fashion as if somebody would violate a negative commandment, and therefore there should be punishment by both? V'lo yedai bazeh, and not even this. But we have a principle that a positive commandment can come and push away a negative commandment. And this will be explained later, where if a person can, in the same act, can fulfill a positive commandment, but by doing so he would be violating a negative commandment, we say we have a principle that the positive would be pushing away the negative, and therefore one would be allowed to do this. For example, the classic case of this is tzitzis, where a person can have a garment made out of shatnez, of a mixture of wool and linen, which is forbidden, but if he put tzitzis on it with the techeles, and it's all done in a proper way, then he would be allowed to wear this garment, because the mitzvah of tzitzis pushes away the negative prohibition of shatnez. Ulavayer eile hadvarim narich ki eis lekatzer ve'eis laharich. And he says the explanation of these things is very long, and there's time to be short and time to be long, and therefore I think what he means here is that he's choosing the long path, and he will explain this principle in detail, why the Torah tells us the punishment for negative commandments, but not for the positive ones. And what is the punishment for the positive ones? Amar HaBichaber, says the author, Levayer sod zeh yi efshar mebli shenagdim hagdamos asher aleihem tibona v'tikonen yishuv hakushi halizu. It is impossible to explain this secret, to explain this principle, without giving an extensive introduction, which we will use to build up to the answer of this question. V'zeh kvar nizbar b'chama mikomus min ha-gemora, sheschar mitzvah b'hayal meleka. Says the Gemara explains in many places that the Gemara says there is no reward for the mitzvahs in this world. All of the reward is saved for the world to come. Kedegarsinan b'chulin, like the Gemara says in Chulin adaf kuf mem beiz amud aleph, on page 142, over Kiddushin, and also in Kiddushin daf lamites amud beiz, on page 39, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says, Ein lecha kol mitzvah mitzvah shekasuva batora, shematan sechara bitzida, she'ein techias hameisim telua ba. Rabbi Yaakov says, there is no mitzvah that is written in the Torah whose reward is sitting by its side and that Tchiyas HaMesim are not dependent on it. What does this mean? So he will explain. The Braisa continues, B'kivud av va'eim ksiv, regarding with the mitzvah of honoring one's parents, it is written, Devarim heta zayin in Devarim chapter 5, pasuk 16, Laman yarichun yamecha ulaman yitavlach. You should keep this command, you should honor your parents in order that your days should be long and in order that it should be good for you. Uvishaloach hakan ksiv, and by the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird, it is written, Sham Chav Beis Yud Zayin, also in Devarim 22:17, Laman Yitavlach, V'harachta Yamim, in order that it should be good for you, and your days should be long. V'amrinan Hasam, Laman Yitavlach, Le'olam Shekulu Tov, Laman Yarichun Yamecha, Le'olam Shekulu Aruch. And the Gemara says, in order that it should be good for you in the world which is completely good, and in order that your days should be long in the world that is infinitely long, meaning in the world to come, but not in this world. And the Gemara there brings a story to prove this point, where a father told his son to climb up a tree on a ladder and get a mother bird, and send the word away and take the eggs. So he commanded him to do two mitzvahs. One was kibud avim, because he told him to do something, and the other one was to do the mitzvah shiluach hakan, the mitzvah for also, which the Torah promises long life and good days. And what happened was, the son climbed off the onto the tree, and the ladder fell down. He fell off the tree and killed himself. So we see that that's not true. That the Gemara asks, where's the reward? Where are the long days? We see he died by fulfilling two mitzvahs that promise you long days. And therefore the Gemara says it must be that long days is not in this world, but rather in the world to come. And then the question obviously arises, what does it mean long days in the world to come if it is infinitely long? But we won't discuss that right now. Visugar sinan biperek kamad avodah zarah. And also the Gemara says in the first chapter of Masechta Avodah Zarah, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, on page 3, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, mai dechsiv. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, what does the following pasuk mean? And the pasuk is in Sham Zayin Yud Aleph, in Devarim chapter 7, pasuk 11. It says, Asher anuchi mitzvecha hayom la'asasam, which I command you today to do. That's what the Torah says. So the Gemara explains it. Hayom la'asasam, today to do them, ulamachar litain secharan, and tomorrow I will give you the reward for them, meaning after you die in the world to come. Visugar sinan perek kisoy hadam, and also the Gemara says in the chapter kisoy hadam in Chulin daf peivav amud aleph, in Chulin on page 86, bichol yom vayom, bas kol yotzeis mehar chorev umachrezas v'yomeres. Kol ha'olam kulo nizan b'zechus chanina b'ni, v'chanina b'ni daylo b'kav charuvin me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. The Gemara there says, every single day a baskol comes out from the mountain of Chorev. The mountain of Chorev is where Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah. The cave where he stood when Hashem passed by, where he showed him his back. And a baskol calls out and proclaims, he says, the whole world is given food in the merit of Chanina, my son. This is talking about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. And Chanina, my son, it is enough for him to eat a kav, a measurement of carobs, from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. In other words, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa himself eats nothing, practically just a few carobs, but the whole world is fed in his honor. Visugar sinan biperek kama detanios, and also the Gemara says in the first chapter of Masechta Tainis, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, on page 11, Ela muna vein avel, ki shem shehakodesh baruch hu mishalim sachar la tzadikim, al mitzvah she'osim ba'olam hazeh la'olam haba, kach mishalim sachar l'rishayim al mitzvah kala she'osim ba'olam hazeh. The pasuk says, Kelamuna ve'ein avel, the God of belief, the God of trustworthiness, ve'ein avel, and there is no blemish in him. So the Gemara says, just like Hashem pays reward to the tzaddikim, to the righteous people, for the mitzvah that they do in this world, he pays them the reward in the next world, so too to the rishayim, to the wicked people, he pays them reward even on the small mitzvah that they do in this world. In other words, the tzaddikim get their reward paid in the next world, and the rishayim get their reward paid in this world. Ve'ein avil, and there is no blemish in God. What does that mean? Kishem shehakodosh baruch hu nifra min harishayim al avera she'osim ba'olam hazeh la'olam haba. Just like God saves the punishment for the wicked people on an avera, on a sin that they do in this world, to the next world, because what God wants, he wants to give them the small amount of the reward that they get in this world, and the large amount of punishment that they will get in the next world, so it's worse. Kach nivra min hatzadikim al avera she'osim ba'olam hazeh ba'olam hazeh, kedei lezakosam la'olam haba. So too, the tzaddikim, the righteous people, he punishes them for the sin that they do in this world, in order that in the next world, completely merit them and give them a complete reward. So he's bringing here different proofs from the different Gemaras to show you that all of the good reward for the mitzvahs that we do is really comes in the next world, and for the righteous people, the punishment that we get comes in this world. And that's why this is the classic approach of Chazal as an answer to the question, why do bad things happen to good people? And there are many different answers to it. You know, Eov dealt with it one way, David HaMelech dealt in Tehillim the other way, Shlomo and Mishlei dealt in it the third way. But the Chazal deal with it in this fashion. The Chazal say, in order to give the complete reward to the righteous people, all of their punishment is given to them now, and that's bad things to good people in this world, and all of the reward saved for the world to come. But for the Rishayim, for the wicked people, all of their reward is given to them now, and that's good things to bad people. So in order that all of their punishment can be given to them in the world to come, and thus be greater punishment. Okay. Sugar sinan biperek hamikabel. The Gemara says in Perek hamikabel, this is in Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, in Baba Metzia on page 114. Ashkechei Rabba Bar Avuha Leiliyahu, Dekai Bives HaKvaros Shel Goyim. Rabba Bar Avuha found Eliyahu Hanavi, Elijah the prophet, that he was standing in a goyish cemetery, in a Gentile cemetery. Ad v'la kohen hu? And the Gemara over there asks, wasn't Eliyahu Hanavi kohen? We have a tradition that Eliyahu Hanavi was really Pinchas, the son of Elazar, who lived for a very long period of time, and he was a kohen. So how could he be standing in a cemetery? So the Gemara continues, Mar, Master said, my time akai beves akvaros, Amar lei, velo masne seder taharos. He said back to him, didn't he learn seder taharos? The Tani that we learned there in a brisa, it's really Tosefta. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Kivrei Goyim ein mitamein v'chulu. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says that the graves of Gentiles are not mitame, they do not have any tuma, etc. Amar lei. So he said back to him as a question, Be'arba la matzina v'shisa matzina. I have not found it in the other four orders of the Mishnah of the Brises, meaning that the way Rashi explains there in the Gemara, I have not found it in Moed, in Nashim, in the Zikin, in Kachem. So why should I why should I find it in the other two, in meaning in Zeraim or in Taharas? Amar Lei Amai, he said, why? Amar Lei Dechika Lei Milsatuva. He says it's too dochik, it's too hard. Dabre Lei Lagan Eden, they'll tell me in Gan Eden. Amar Lei Peshot Glimach. He says, open your talus. Safa shakol mihane tarfei. So he took this juice of these leaves and he squeezed it into his talus. Safa shakol. He took it. Kihiva kanafik ve'azel shamad ka'amri man kadim ve'achel alma kiraba baravuha. Then he heard people saying, who eats from this world like Rabba Bar Avuha? Nafitz Shadinhu. So at the end, he threw it away. And the Gemara there says that he actually sold it for 12,000 gold coins, his talus with his juice. I'm not exactly sure what the significance of it is. But and then at the end, instead of taking the money, he just gave it away to his son-in-law. And we see that in the end, he got nothing for his profits. Nimtzeis, and this Gemara is a little bit allegorical, and I'm not quite sure exactly what all these things hint to. The Mefarshim don't really explain them. Nimtzeis alamid mikolele, but we see, says the Sefer Charedim, that we learned from this story and from the previous stories that we brought, Sheschar mitzvahs behay al malaka. There's no reward for the mitzvahs in the world, because just like he did a mitzvah, and at the end he ended up with nothing. V'chein yesh b'yadeinu shekol taryag mitzvahs yesh dugmasan b'eser sefiros. Says, all of the 613 mitzvahs, there is a representation of them in the 10 sefiros, in the 10 emanations of Hashem. V'chol mitzvah sasei shiyase ha'adam ba'olam hazeh hu machzik le'inyan haromei zeilav v'nase lav meilutz tov. Any positive commandment that a person does in this world, it strengthens the emanation that is hinting to that mitzvah or to that person, and it becomes for him a good defender in heaven. Ve'oila nefesh hanaseya le'oso ha'olam ve'lo yiyah biyado mitzvos masios. And woe to the soul who comes to that world, meaning to the world to come, and he has no positive mitzvos in his hand. Ki lo yiyah lo makom leheaches b'merkava ha'eliona. There will not be a place where he can grab on to the upper chariot, meaning that there's nobody will be defending them and him in heaven, because all of his defenders are his positive mitzvahs, and if he doesn't have any, all he has is his sins. Umi yagin alav ba'olam hazeh min hapuraniyos uva'olam haba mi'onish halavin. And who can save him, who can reach him in this world from the punishments that come upon him, and in the world to come, from the punishments of the negative commandments, meaning that in this world he'll receive the punishment for the positive ones, and the next world he'll receive the punishment for the negative ones, and there's nobody to defend them, so it's just everything is one big punishment. Hinei ha-mivatal mitzvah sasei ancho atzum. A person who is mivatal, who nullifies a positive commandment, his punishment is great. V'haraya mihadgar sinan be'erivin. And the proof to this is from what the Gemara says in Erevin and Daf Yutes Amud Aleph on page 19, Uveshalhi Chagiga, and the Gemara in Chagiga says in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph on page 27, Poishe Yisrael, the sinners of the Jewish people, Einur shel Gehenem sholed bahem. The light of Gehenem, of hell, does not have power over them. Kal v'chomer mimizbach hazahav. And we learn this from a kal v'chomer from the golden mizbeach. Uma mizbach hazahav shein alav ein ela ki ovid diner zahav. Hayabesh Harba Kamashanin Vein Hor Sholid Bo, just like a golden Mizbeach, has had only a very thin plating of gold on it, of a thickness of one dinar, and many, many years in it a fire burnt, and the fire never consumed the Mizbeach itself, because it would have, you would think it would just melt through the gold, and then the rest was wood, and it would burn the whole place up, but it didn't do it. It just burnt on top. So the Gemara says, Poshe Yisrael, the sinners of the Jewish people, Shemaleim mitzvos kerimon alachas kama v'chama, that are full of mitzvos, meaning of positive commandments, just like a pomegranate is full of seeds, how much more so the fire of Gehenna will not touch them, because all of their, even though they have sinned, all of their positive commandments will come to defend them. Hincha roye shemitzvos ma'asiyos meginos madina shol Gehenna. And therefore we see from this that the positive commandments save a person from the judgments of Gehenna. And there is a footnote here that I would like to speak out. He asks, this is the original editor of the Sefer Charedim in the first print in Venice, he has footnotes on it. So in the footnote, he asks, he says, but how can that be true, that positive commandments, you know, completely save a person from the punishment of Gehenna? I mean, we have many psukim, for example, it says, Ata nosin yad laposhim, we say it on Yom Kippur, that you, Hashem, give a hand to the sinners, meaning you pull them out, but it doesn't mean you completely save them from Gehenna. You know, they still have to go to Gehenna, and they still get whatever happens to them there. So how could it be that positive commandments completely save a person from Gehenna? He says, that's not what it means. Says, but what it means is as follows. You have to pay a little bit more attention to how the fire burnt on the Mizbeach. He says, the fire burnt on top of the Mizbeach. It didn't consume the inside, but rather it remained on the outside. So he says, just like the fire remained on the outside of the Mizbeach, so also the fire of Gehenna remains on the outside of the person, meaning that it purifies him and it makes his soul a cleaner soul, but it's not that it doesn't touch him completely. So by a sinner who doesn't have positive commandments to defend him, the fire in Gehenna actually is there as a punishment. It's there to cause him pain and to punish him. But for a sinner who has a lot of positive commandments, those positive commandments will make sure that the fire of Gehenna, instead of punishing him, it doesn't punish him, but it just purifies him, instead of consuming him completely, just like the fire in the Mizbeach didn't consume the Mizbeach, but it remained on the outside. Okay, so back in the Sefer Charedim. V'acharei ha-hagdamos ha-eila, after all of these introductions, Nava lehater hasafik hakadol asher nistapakno, we will come to rectify the great doubt that we have presented. Lama lo nisparshu anshe mivatle mitzvas asei. Why doesn't the Torah specify and explain to us the punishment for those who neglect positive commandments, who don't do them? Vezeda, and he says you should know this. Ki ein kol anshei gehenem kedai etel haschar hamizuman al mitzvah saseh le'olam haba. He says the punishment that a person can get in Gehenem is incomparable to the reward that a person gets for positive commandments in the world to come. In other words, the reward is much greater than the punishment. Kitov lo le'adam le'kabel kol anshe Gehenem u'bilvad shelo yafsit sechar le'olam haba. He says it's better for a person, it is worth it for a person to accept all of the punishment in Gehenem that he deserves, as long as he doesn't lose his reward in the world to come. V'hairaya ha'atzuma, and the great proof to this is, shim lo haya avon bitol mitzvah sasei chamor min din ona shelo sasei lama ase asei v'dachi eslo sasei. He says, if the sin of neglecting a positive commandment is greater from the judgment of the punishment that a person receives for violating a negative commandment, then how can a positive commandment push away a negative commandment? Meaning that the positive must be greater. than negative, right? V'chi davar shein onesh bibitul asiyah. So how can something that does not have a punishment for its neglect, yechamor lidchos davar sheyesh ba'onesh bi'asiyah, so to come a push away something that does have a punishment when you do it. Ela al karchacha, but rather it must be ein hadavar kein, it is not so. Just to paraphrase what he just said, he's saying if there is no punishment for neglecting positive commandments, and there is punishment for violating negative commandments, that would imply that the negative one is worse than the positive one, correct? And if that's so, then how can a positive one, which is less stringent, come and push away the negative one? It doesn't make any sense. But rather, we see that there must be even a greater punishment for violating the positive commandments, and that's why they can push away the negative commandments, which have a lesser punishment. The Od Raya, and another proof, Be'amro, when the Mishnah says in Avos, Dalet Yudgimel, Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, chapter 4, Mishnah 13, Torah Masim Tovim Kiseris Bifnei HaPuranos. Torah and good deeds, they're like a wall, they're like a curtain, a block in front of Puranas, in front of punishment. Gila lano kahasod, and it reveals to us a great secret. Kehe magin, they're a shield, lechol anshe lo saseh, to all of the punishments that come in the negative commandments. So we see that if the positive ones can act as a shield in front of the negative ones, they're greater. The Od Raya, and the third proof is, Shepraklid echad shel mitzvah saseh, dochi kama ketrugim shel lo saseh. A one defender of one positive commandment can push away many accusing angels that represent the negative commandment. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says in Eov, Lamed Gimel Chav Gimel in chapter 33, 20, in Pasuk 23, Im Yeshalav Malach Meilitz Echad Mini Aleph. If there is one angel who can defend him from thousands, meaning that one angel of that represents one positive commandment or one good deed can push away 1,000 angels that represent negative transgressions. And this is a Gemara that explains this pasuk. The Gemara is in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph on page 32 in Shabbos. Uvichlal da, but he said you should know. He says you should know as a general rule. Kelo yachol hapel lehotzi onesh mivatel mitzvah saseh, lachein lo nichtav ansho. He says you cannot express it with the mouth. What is the punishment for neglecting positive commandments, meaning that the punishment is so great that it cannot be verbalized. And therefore, the Torah does not write it, because it is impossible to express it in human terms, in a human expression. V'hudumya de olam haba ayin lara'asa elokim zulascha v'daze. And it says it is similar to the concept that the Chazal tell us that the world to come, Ayin l'ra'asa, a human eye has never seen it, elokim zulascha, except you, God. Meaning that we don't know what happens in the world to come. In all of our interpretations and explanations of the world to come, they're all allegorical. They're all there to help us deal with it here on earth. But in terms of what it is in reality, we have no idea. And therefore he says, just like we have no idea what the world to come is like, we have also no idea what the punishment is for the positive commandments, because it is impossible to verbalize them, and therefore the Torah doesn't even bother mentioning it to us. Vidaza, he says, you should know this and understand this concept, because this is the concept on which all the mitzvahs are based. Od Navi Lecharaya Achas. Umamar echad hamorim imenu godel malas haschar ve'onesh bitul mitzvah saseh. He says, I will tell you one more proof and one more story that you can learn from the greatness of the reward and punishment of the on the reward for doing a positive commandment and the punishment for the neglect of a positive commandment. V'zeh, and it's as follows. Shaposheya begufu levatal mitzvah saseh Ansho Hamar Yoser Min Haover in Alosase. Somebody who sins with his body and neglects a positive commandment, his punishment is greater than the one who transgresses on a negative commandment. Shim Avar Adam Alosase, because if a person transgressed a negative commandment, Ukeshaklu Zhuyosav Vavunosav Vehem Shavim Elu Kineged Elu, and then in heaven they take his merits and they take his sins and they weigh them against each other and they're exactly equal. Alze Nemar, with regard to this, it says Rav Chesed Mata Kilapi Chesed, a lot of chesed, a lot of kindness can outweigh kindness. Aval im bichlal mechza avonosav avon bitola say, but if you include into that half of his sins, right? His merits are equal to his sins. So now, if in that mixture of all of his sins that are exactly equal to his merits, there is a sin for violating a positive commandment, Vehu miklal poshi Yisrael begufan, and it is a type of a neglect of a positive commandment that is among the sinners of the Jewish people with their body. Kigon, he'll give an example. What does that mean, with their body? For example, Karkafta, just like a person by the name of Karkafta, it's a person in the Gemara, Delamanach Tfilin Me'olam, who has never in his life put on tefillin. So it's not that we have a mitzvah of tefillin every day. So therefore, by not putting on tefillin one day, you already violate the positive commandment of tefillin. You neglect it. But this person, he didn't just neglect it one day, he neglected it forever. So, afilu shezechu yosef vavonosef shehukulim ze keneged ze, even though his merits and his sins are equal to each other, ein bazer rav chesed mata kelapi chesed, we do not apply to this the principle of that the multitude of kindness can reach kindness. And it is impossible for him to abstain from Gehenna, meaning that he will be for sure going to Gehenna, even though if you weigh his sins and his merits, they're equal, and therefore he's a Beinoni, he's somebody who's in between. Still, he will be going to Gehenna because he never put tefillin on in his life, and thus he neglected a positive commandment with his body completely. Kidiyisa b'Rosh Hashanah, and all this story is explained in the detail in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, on page 17. Re'ei v'hipalei al koach mitzvah saseo ma'alasa shehifsida mimena rov chesed. So look and wonder about the power of the positive commandment and how great it is that it lost of him the multitude of kindness that he would have gotten with all his other merits, that it would have outweighed all of his sins, but it didn't work because he completely neglected one positive commandment. Amar HaMechaber, says the author, La'acharish bidin mitzvah sasei v'chein erkan. He says, we cannot dig in the judgment of positive commandment, in the laws of positive commandment, v'chein erkan, and not to mention the length of their beauty. Garcinan b'ksubas, the Gemara says in Ksubas and Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, on page 86, Amar Rav Kahana la Rav Papa. Rav Kahana said to Rav Papa, Ledidach, according to you, Rav Papa, the Amart that you said, Periyas balchov mitzvah, a payment of a debt is a mitzvah. E Amar, if you said la nichali lemevad mitzvah, my, if it's not good for me to do this mitzvah, then what should I do? Amar lei, so he said back to him, tenituha. You should give it. Bamed varim amurim, when does this apply? B'mitzvah slos asay, by negative commandment. Aval b'mitzvah sasay, but by positive commandment. Yigon she'omrim lo, tol lulav ve'eno notol, where they tell a person, take a lulav, but he doesn't take it anyway. Asay sukkah ve'eno osa, build a sukkah, and he doesn't do it. Makin aso ad she'teitze inafsho. We beat him until his soul goes out, until a person dies. Meaning that he asked them, until when, to what point do we force a person to do a commandment? So he says, by a negative commandment we force him, and then we leave it. We leave him alone eventually if he doesn't stop. And by a positive commandment, we can't really force him at all if nobody told him. But by a positive commandment where we do tell him and he still refuses it, there you can force him until the end. V'hani mili, so continues the Sefer Charedim, v'hani mili b'mitzvah saseh, she'ein matan scharan b'tzida. This only applies to a positive commandment where their reward is not by their side. Avala matan schara b'tzida. Ein makin also. But if the reward is by its side, and he'll explain what this means, then we do not beat him for fulfilling this commandment. For not fulfilling it. Kedagarsinan perikol habasar, like the Gemara says in perikol habasar in Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud, Amud Beis, on page 110, Tanya will learn in the Braisa, kol mitzvah saseh shematan schara b'tzida ein beis din shalmata muzharin aleha. Any positive commandment that its reward lies by its side, the Beis Din below cannot force a person to do it. Hinei lecha ansha mivur onesh chamor b'li chemla. And therefore, its punishment is explicit to you, explicit to us. It is a great punishment without any mercy. And I just would like to mention here that to explain what is a mitzvah that its reward is by its side. The reward by its side means that the Torah explicitly mentions the reward of that mitzvah. And the way Rashi explains it in Chulin is Rashi says, again, by the mitzvah that we've already mentioned, by the mitzvah, either a mitzvah like Kibud Av V'Em, respecting your parents, or Shaluach HaKan, the mitzvah of Shaluach HaKan. The Torah says over there, I'm just going to read from Rashi in Chulin. Rashi says, "Shematan schara b'tzida." Its reward is by its side. Rashi says, "Leman yarichun yamecha," in order that your days should be long. "Lekach pirish matan schara lomar im lo sekaimena zehu onsho shelo titol sechar ze." That the reward is explicit, Rashi says, it tells it to you, kind of to imply to you that if you do not fulfill this mitzvah, the punishment for this mitzvah will be, is that you will not get this reward, which is an interesting idea by itself in Sefer Charedim, because Sefer Charedim told us that, the reward is the punishment for violating a positive commandment is a much greater punishment. It's so great that the Torah doesn't even bother specifying it, whereas Rashi here implies to say that really all the punishment is that you will not get the reward. I think that you can't really infer this from Rashi, and really Rashi would agree with what the idea that the Sefer Charedim says, that there is a much greater punishment for neglecting a positive commandment, but rather that's not what the Gemara is trying to do here. All the Gemara is trying to do that by the fact that the Torah specifically gave you the explicit reward for that mitzvah, therefore the Beis Din cannot force you to do so, because it's almost like the Torah reserves for itself the punishment for that mitzvah by telling you what the reward is. But by other mitzvahs where it does not specify what the reward is, the Torah says the punishment is kind of open to the Beis Din, and therefore the Beis Din can force him to do a mitzvah, to do a positive commandment that he has been told to do, and he still refuses to do it, up to the end, up to the point of his death. And I also want to mention that I'm not going to go into details on this, but there is a machlokas between the poskim, and it's a specifically machlokas between the Kitzos HaChoshen in Simon Gimel and between the Sedei Chemed in Mareches Chaf at the end of Klal Mem Aleph. Whether this halacha that a Beis Din can force him to beat a person up until he dies for not fulfilling a positive commandment that he violated, is that a deraisa or is that a derabanan? In other words, does the Torah obligate the Beis Din to do so? Or the Torah really does not obligate it, but rather the Chachamim gave a permission to the Beis Din to do as such. And we'll leave it at that, because that has certain repercussions up to under what circumstances can a Beis Din force a person to do a mitzvah. You know, should they force him or do they have to force him? And we'll leave it at that. This is the end of part 6 of the introduction to the mitzvahs, and next time we will continue with part 7 through 10, because they're very short, and we'll finish the introduction to the mitzvahs, after which we'll begin the first chapter of Sefer Charedim.